Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of the Revelation, chapter number 2. And I want to read the first 5 verses and begin a series of studies on this portion of the Word of God on the subject of revival. The Bible said in Revelation chapter number 2, and verse number 1, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks." Listen what he said in verse number 2. He said, "I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and now thou canst not bear them that are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Verse number 5, he said, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." Here we have a letter written, of course, by the hand of John the Beloved, but it is a letter from the Lord to the church at Ephesus. In the church, he presents himself, first of all, as the one that walks in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. And he's got the 7 stars in his right hand. We learn back in chapter number 1 and verse number 20 that the 7 golden candlesticks represents the 7 churches, and then the 7 stars represents the 7 angels or messengers of those 7 churches. So our Lord presents himself as he that walks in the midst of the church, holding the servants of God in his hand. And then in verse number 2 and 3, he commends them. He said, "I know thy works and thy labor, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they're apostles and are not, and has found them liars, and has borne, and has patience, and for my name's sake hath labored, and hast not fainted." So we see in those 2 verses that our Lord commends the church at Ephesus. But then when you come to verse number 4, he condemns the church at Ephesus. He said, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Notice he did not say you have lost your first love, but you have left your first love. So he commends them, then he condemns them, but then in verse number 5, he commands them. There are 4 words in verse number 5 that I want you to notice with particular attention. He said, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Now, I believe I could use the word that our Lord is saying to the church at Ephesus, you have left your first love. Things are not as it used to be in your Christian life, and you need revival. And so we're looking here at this revival in the style that God gives us here to the church at Ephesus. Four words I want to deal with. First of all, I want you to notice in verse number 5, there is the word remember. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. Then second, there is the word repent. And then thirdly, he said, and do the first works. And I'm going to insert the word repeat as he tells them to do their first works. And then he makes this statement. He said, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. So we'll build upon these four words. Remember, repent, repeat, or else I will remove thy candlestick. And of course, you're aware of the fact that the candlestick represents the life of the church. It is the presence of the Lord himself in the midst of the church. And so God said to this church at Ephesus, remember, repent, repeat, or else I will remove the candlestick out of his place. Now, before I deal with these verses, I want to back up for just a moment and remember the past blessings of God upon the church at Ephesus. Could I just simply say to you that this church, first of all, was founded by Paul the Apostle. Paul spends 3.5 years at the church of Ephesus. As a matter of fact, he stays longer with these saints at Ephesus than he does any other church, as far as the record of the Bible is concerned. So for over 3 years, he gathers and assembles with these saints and preaches and teaches them the principles and precepts of the Word of God. As I was thinking about this, the thought went through my mind. How would you love to have the Apostle Paul for your pastor for 3 years? How would you like to gather together Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night for the space of 3 years and listen to the preaching and the teaching of the Apostle Paul? But then after Paul leaves Ephesus, we find that he sends Timothy there to Ephesus. And so here we find that not only was this church founded by the preaching of the Apostle Paul, but it was also fortified by the preaching of the preacher Timothy. And every person who loves the Bible loves Timothy. What a man he was. Paul said that he's got the same mind. He's like-minded as I am. And he will naturally care for your state. Paul even makes a statement and said there's none else like him. And can you imagine sitting down Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and listening to the preaching of preacher Timothy? Oh, what a thrill that would be to any believer's heart. But then not only do we discover that this church was founded and pastored by the Apostle Paul, it was fortified by the preaching of Pastor Timothy. But then later on, it was also pastored by the Apostle John, the writer of the book of the Revelation, the writer of the three epistles of John and the writer of the Gospel of John. And again, I would say, if you know much about the Word of God, that John the Beloved would be one of your favorite writers among all the writers of the Bible. And may I make the same statement again? How would you like to have the privilege of living in Ephesus, attending the church there at Ephesus, and sitting down at the feet of the Apostle John, and let him preach to you Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, nor to be fortified with the preaching of the Apostle John? Now, keep it in mind, founded and pastored 3.5 years by the Apostle Paul. And then it was pastored by young Timothy and by the Apostle John. So here is a church that has these three great heroes of the faith to serve as its pastor. When I recognize that, then I want to say, man, that church will make it. They should be established so greatly in the Word of God that they will never waver. They will never wobble on the axle. They will never depart from the faith. And they will never turn from the truth. And I wish that was a true statement, but dear friend, it's not. Even by the turn of the first century, the church has left its first love. And God sends them this letter to warn them that they need to remember, they need to repent, they need to repeat, or else God will remove the candlestick out of his place. And dear friend, may I say to you that so many of us today, individuals as well as churches, are guilty of the same sins of the church at Ephesus. Many of you, like myself, have had the wonderful privilege of sitting at the feet of great Bible preachers. We have been taught, we have been instructed, we have been given the truths of God's Word in preaching and in teaching. And we ought to be so established in the faith that we could say nothing would move us from the truth of the Word of God. But oh, my friend, I wonder if God could speak from heaven today to the churches of our day and to we Christians individually. I wonder to how many of us God would say, you are like the church at Ephesus. You have left your first love. And God would say to us, remember, repent, repeat, or else I will remove the candlestick. I see our time's gone. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry. God has been so gracious to allow us to preach on many stations across the country and then around the world several times a day by internet as well as shortwave radio. And the only way we can pay the bills and continue to broadcast is that you, the listener, share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Are you not well?